button. That's the stuff. Welcome to the Generally Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed, and over there is... He was about to introduce himself. I'm going to let him do it. Go ahead, buddy.
I'm Jeff, by the way, and you've been introducing me for quite a while, and yet I come dangerously close to speaking every single time.
And today every time I forget that I'm supposed to introduce you because people apparently don't like your introduction. I love it, by the way.
Yeah.
I love the way that you say, I'm Jeff.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm Jeff. That's who I am. Nobody's going to... I feel like nobody can say it better than me, than I am me.
I mean, I feel like I say it pretty well.
Yeah, yes, you do.
I mean, like, don't sell me short here, buddy. I mean, come on.
You do. I actually prefer when you do it.
Would you like me to do it now?
Yeah, please.
And sitting over there, looking pretty as a bowl of never-ending pasta, it's my bestest buddy, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
That never-ending pasta is deceiving. It lures you in, but it's a bitch.
I got some things to say about the never ending pasta bowl. We're gonna take 35 seconds because I'm dying on the inside from the never ending pasta bowl and the amount of breadsticks I ate. And then we're gonna talk about this.
Okay,
you stay right there.
I'm waiting.
Don't leave me. Don't. I missed hitting the button. Sorry. Let's do that again. So the thing is that the program I have to play the theme, I have to hit one and I hit two like three times trying to get it to play. I was like, what is going on here? I'm a computer professional. Nah, it's just wrong key. That was cool.
Every time I want to like hype man over the song and I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I want to do it so badly though.
Episode 85, you're going to do
just like smooth, you know, like as it's going, like, yeah, shit like that, you know, subtle stuff. I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to spit a verse, but.
If you did, though, I'd be okay with it. I want you to know that.
Oh,
I think our listeners would be okay with it. I believe the gentleman who wrote the music would be okay with it.
Unfortunately, my rapping days are over.
That's only because, I don't know, something. I lost track of that joke. So here's the deal, America. I, and wherever else you are, I'm not here to, you know, judge. Unless if you're from Sioux City, Iowa, and your name is Ms. Irene Johnson, but I think we've already had a conversation about her, and she knows what she did. So a couple weeks ago, as they're wont to do every year, Olive Garden was selling the never-ending pasta pass. So you get either like 8 months for like $300 of never-ending pasta bowl, or you can get 8 weeks for $100. And I happened to work on the internet, so I was sitting in front of the computer when this was happening. I went, let's go take a look. Let's go see what happens. It starts at 2 o'clock Eastern time. I got in at 2 o'clock and like 3 seconds Eastern time, the 8 month pass was gone already. It was like Black Friday on the internet. That's it was crazy. Horrifying. But they still had the 8 week pasta pass. And I sat there for a minute. I was like, it's $100. Do I really want to do this? And then in my heart, I went, yeah, you've been wanting to do this for years. You have a job. Just do it. Just don't be a jackass. What are you saving it for other food? Get out of here.
That's true.
Just go eat a bunch of pasta.
That's true. If you go there a couple of times, you can easily make that back.
Ten times is the amount of times you have to go to make it worth your money, which I believe I can do. I believe I can do that easily.
I don't know, man. I think it's less than that. I think it's more like five. I get it. if a never ending bowl of pasta is $10 when you normally go.
Yeah.
Right. But if you're going to go out somewhere and you get $17, $18, you know, $20 worth of food for lunch, and you go there instead, you're saving that money.
That's so true.
If you look at it by the savings, I'm thinking it's five times. I'll say six.
I
don't know how much
your
costs.
I usually actually don't even eat lunch anymore. I just go straight for the big ass dinner.
Oh, then this is perfect.
Like a psychopath.
This is perfect then.
It's so good. So today was the start of Never Ending Pasta Bowl. So of course I had to crack it open with Alicia, who you know we used to work with. We went out to dinner. She says hello.
Oh, that's awesome. How's she doing?
She's doing well. She's a new subscriber to this podcast, and I told her I'd name drop her. So, boom, welcome. Name dropped. Welcome.
Thanks for subscribing. Hope you're well.
And she already gave us a 5-star review, so maybe the rest of you should get on Alicia's level.
I hope she did it without even listening, which is what I want everybody to do. Don't even listen. Just 5-star. Play it in the background. You can keep it on mute if you don't really want to hear us. Just, I want subscribers and plays and 5-star reviews and nothing negative.
How could somebody not want to hear your honey-like voice? Oh, listen,
if you don't, I'm okay with it. I'm just saying I'm not angry. I'm not angry.
I suppose that's true.
Keep your negativity to yourself, folks, and just give us 5-star fucking reviews. All right, so tell me about this.
Yeah,
about this never-ending pasta bowl.
Well, let's start with a little. I did get an appetizer, some lasagna fritta, which is basically deep-fried lasagna, which is delicious. And also, after you finish eating it, you can use the sauce because, like, a mixture of marinara and Alfredo, and use that with some breadsticks. By the way, I may have eaten all of the breadsticks in Olive Garden tonight.
In that Olive Garden, or all of them? Like, we're just out.
I believe it was just that Olive Garden.
Okay.
I didn't come at it that hard, but I came at it hard enough where I think somebody thought, "Oh, cool, we found where carbohydrates go to die." That's fine.
What do you? So you like them? Are you a big fan?
Of Olive Garden breadsticks?
Dude, I honestly I've eaten at Olive Garden one time in my entire life. Yes.
What? Oh, you know what we're going to do?
I won't do it. Because I am Italian with a crotchety old Italian mother, and I can't I can't eat Olive Garden. I feel like it's...
But the breadsticks,
yeah, I
know. Man.
I could eat just the breadsticks. I used to go to Red Lobster and just get the cheddar meat biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah, just come with me so I have some company and you can just eat breadsticks and I will eat Never Ending Pasta Bowl and we'll be happy. We'll both be happy.
Let me ask you a quick question before we get back to the bowl. Here it is.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not just for the folks. That's for like Alicia who's new, just tuning in, maybe didn't know this.
Okay.
So you are. Which one's better?
Yeah. See that I don't know that I can make that comparison. Because it's two very different flavor profiles.
I'm holding your feet to the fire on this one.
If I had to choose one, it would be Olive Garden breadsticks.
Wow, you meant so much to me.
That salty garlicky thing really hits home. Now, don't get me wrong. If you ask me this 10 times, you're going to get 10 different answers or 5 different answers.
When was the last time you had the CBBs?
Oh, it's been a very long time.
That's okay. I know it's a little case of out of sight, out of mind. Maybe your stomach is still full from eating today, or you have more recent fond memories of them. So I'm going to let it go. But no, I'm upset. Just know I'm upset. No, I'm hurt. Not angry. I'm just hurt.
I'm sorry. That's so worse.
Yeah, right? Like when I tell my kid, I'm disappointed in you. I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, no.
And then they cry.
No, I will. First of all, I will not have you being disappointed at me. I haven't had a Red Lobster biscuit since eighth grade. Yeah, exactly. So, like, I like them in theory. I don't know that I remember what they actually taste like. Frankly, in my head, when I think of those biscuits, I think about those butter cookies that have, like, the little butter crystals in the
middle
of them.
The ones that come in the sewing kit?
Because they have a similar stuff.
Yeah. In the tin that your grandma would put sewing stuff in? Yeah.
That's I made those tins empty out real
quick.
Which is
your favorite one? Mine is the pretzel. Mine's
a pretzel, too!
Go for it. Tell me about this bowl. Let's go. Welcome back to this friendship.
All right, so...
Yeah,
that was a dark time in my life when we weren't friends anywhere for 3.5 minutes. So I obviously got angel hair pasta because I'm not.
And angel hair is deceptively filling.
Angel hair is deceptively filling, but it's also the best of all pastas.
Okay. I love angel hair depending on the sauce.
I will look. I'm going to have to overlook that, and you're going to have to overlook this cheddar biscuit thing, and we're just going to have to keep on going. We're too far into this episode for us to bail now.
I told you, I love angel hair, and it's deceptively filling. That's a good thing.
It is deceptively filling, but you can also eat it so fast that you can make yourself feel like you're dying afterward, which might be what I've done.
Angel hair, gotcha.
I started that off with a... Angel hair is a real catfish of a pasta. Promises one
thing. What sauce did you get?
Delivers that one thing, but also punches
you. What sauce did you get?
What was that? I started off with a meat sauce.
So you can change things up, huh? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Girl, you don't even know. You can change pastas. You can change sauces. With my pasta pass, I could get a topping, but I wasn't thinking that far in advance, and I didn't get a topping. But next time, I'm going to eat so many meatballs that it's going to make me die.
Don't do it next time. Do it at the end of the 8 weeks. Go out on top.
Yeah. Go out as a champion.
Last day, death by meatball.
Just require an angioplasty on November 18th. I just hiccuped so hard from the thought of more pasta.
Your body is telling you this is a terrible idea. Don't do it.
This is like that time. Did I ever tell you about the time that I ate 18 White Castle sliders? And my body shut down. And one of my best friends in the world was like, "Yeah, I could definitely eat that many." And then three.
That fell wildly short.
And that's why his name. That's why his name is not being mentioned right now.
Wildly short.
It's a real mess. It's a real mess of a crave case.
So
anyway,
that's not a friend.
Okay. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
That's not a friend. That is not a friend. I can eat 18. Get this crave case. I'll whack this crave case up with you. I think I can go for 18, and they go for 3. Oh, my God. I hope you don't even talk to me anymore. Do they listen to this? Oh, my God.
I don't know, honestly.
Oh, we are so derailed. Go.
All right. So, started off with meat sauce. Then I jumped into an angel hair Alfredo situation.
Right there, sir, is a ballsy move. You're talking about a heavy sauce on a dense... on a dense pasta right there. That is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Jeff, I want you to look at me. Do I look like I have the face of an amateur? Come on now. I go for next level pasta sauce combinations here.
You're really like asking for it though. With those two.
Yes. Yeah. But I am legitimately asking. Like I'm threatening the universe. I'm saying, hey. Listen, you big dumb asshole.
So now, was come that your me. Second Rah. Bowl or your final bowl? Oh my God.
No, that was my second bowl. My final bowl, which is I only got 3 bowls deep, and 5 bites into my third bowl. I was like, I shouldn't have done this, but I powered through
it.
I got through the third bowl, which was a 5 cheese marinara. Not as good. I should have gone with another Alfredo. Five cheese marinara wasn't as good as the Alfredo. That was a little.
They see it's tough. Do you start with the Alfredo, right? Because if you go three, deep, then go with the Alfredo on the third one. After three or four bites of it, you might be like, I can't do it anymore. It's too rich. And then you don't get to enjoy the bowl. Or do you go with it at the beginning, or in your case, you went for it in the middle. Do you go for it there and then risk not enjoying your final one as much? You understand what I'm saying? What do you do?
Yeah, I do. Well, let's get your opinion on here. I just pulled up the menu.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little read through.
I'll tell you right now, I'm going with linguine probably.
Linguine is whole grain linguine. Is that acceptable? All right. So you've got fettuccine, spaghetti, rigatoni, angel hair, cavatappi. I don't know what that is. Gluten-free rotini and whole grain linguine.
Fettuccine or rigatoni or angel hair. It'll be those three.
Okay. All right. All right. Creamy spinach for the sauce. No, you got a creamy spinach and artichoke.
That sounds okay.
Creamy mushroom. The phrase creamy mushroom weirds
it
me
is
out.
Hard to get past. So it is much. Hard to get past the description of it, but it probably tastes pretty good.
Mm. If you like mushrooms,
you're right.
Probably wouldn't do much for me. Yeah, you got yourself some traditional marinara.
I probably would go
with five
that.
Cheese marinara, a traditional meat sauce, and the old standby Alfredo. Right.
So let's get in. I would go round one. I'm going fettuccine in the traditional meat sauce.
All right.
I'm going
round two.
Probably angel hair with the creamy mushroom.
Okay. All right. I can understand that. Sure. Round three. By the grace of God, you made it that far. Marinara.
Because I'm going with that.
All right.
Because it's my least favorite of those three pastas and my least favorite of those three sauces. So after that second one probably puts me away.
But you're skipping Alfredo.
Yeah, I'm skipping Alfredo. I'm skipping Alfredo and I'm skipping traditional marinara for two reasons. Or I'm skipping them both for the same reason, I should say.
Play it on me.
There's not a chance in hell that Olive Garden makes an Alfredo as good as my brother does or a marinara like my mom and my wife. I'm guaranteeing you that I'm going to be disappointed. And now don't get me wrong. There are times where where I love like spaghetti with just like a jarred sauce. You know, like when I was in college and I was, making my own food and, before I got married and stuff, if I would cook for myself, which my wife's a very good cook, I don't even attempt to make something myself. But I would jar that sauce and just put some spices in it and call it a day. So I'm not a snob, but I don't believe in going and ordering something in a restaurant that I know I can have better at home. So that's why I skip those.
That's fair.
Yeah. My brother makes fettuccine Alfredo with a little chicken and broccoli in the sauce there. It's dynamite.
All right. So when's your brother hooking me up?
I
have no idea. That's what I'm talking about.
My sister-in-law just broke her wrist the other day. She fell in PetSmart and broke her wrist pretty badly. So I don't think he'll be making that anytime soon.
Well, you can let her know that I both hope she feels better and also I'm disappointed that she's ruined my...
As she's going in for surgery, I'm going to be like, when you're done, does that mean we can do fettuccine Alfredo?
Yeah. You should. If you'd like, I will send a recording of me asking so you don't get in trouble. You'd be like, oh, I
she'd kick me. She would kick my ass.
You might as well do it.
So
that's fair. That's fair. I can't.
Let's talk. You said you can get toppings with the pass. Let's talk.
You can. You can. You can get yourself.
There's
the good old fashioned meatball.
I'm getting the meat sauce Oh, you know what? I'd get them with the marinara. Never mind. I stand corrected.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Nope, thank you.
You can have some garden veggies.
No, I actually only like
Italian sausage.
I'm not gonna read the joke. Nope, it's too easy.
Nope,
we're smarter.
I'm not gonna do it. Not gonna do the joke. We are much smarter than that. We're just gonna go with the next topping, which is the crispy chicken fritter. Maybe.
I think I would do the veggies on bowl number two. That actually sounds like it might be pretty good.
Okay.
I would do nothing on the meat sauce.
Okay.
And if I had to pick between the chicken and the veggies, you only do one topping on per bowl. Okay.
For one price, like if you can.
Then that's what I would do. Once. I would do the veggies over the chicken.
And then you got yourself some crispy.
Oh, see, that I didn't know.
Shrimp fritters and grilled chicken.
I thought you were wrapping it up.
Yeah, you didn't let me finish.
We're going to have to play back at the end because I think you really made it sound like you were wrapping it up with the crispy chicken.
Oh, my friend, I think the mistake you made was presuming that my sounds of dying were me wrapping it up.
Very angel hair of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was,
So, so that's what I would do. But I have to tell you, not excited at all about eating at Olive Garden. I don't know. There are people that go there and they're Sunday best.
Excited about eating at Olive Garden? I think it's supposed. I know there are, and I don't understand that at all. I refer to this as a Italian McDonald's.
That's what it is.
That's just what it is.
That's what it is. It's the McDonald's of Italian food.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
That it's fine. So how are you, sir? How are things with you? Because you posted something this weekend that I wanted to ask you about. You posted something on the old Facebook
I have a feeling I know what you're talking about. Before we get there, I'm doing well. I am fighting back a cough, as you can hear every so often. My throat is torn to shreds because something I ate yesterday must not have agreed with me, and I got sick. And it was the most violent vomiting of the past 15 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, this was.
Because I've seen you
usually
vomit.
I'm smooth. Middle of a Target parking lot. I can even walk and vomit at the same time if I need to. This one was
nosebleeding,
bloodshot eyes, terrible, and tore my throat up. So I am all screwed up.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Terrible.
Good God. I'm just picturing you vomiting with blood pouring out of your face. And
it wasn't terrible.
It doesn't matter what actually happened. All that matters is what's happening.
You have a very
fantastic mind. It's not great.
So fire away. You had a question for me. I'm here. Trying to provide some answers for you.
All right. So I saw that as your wife was out, the kids had some questions about the birthing process and where babies come from. And I too have some questions. So maybe we can do a Q&A at the end of you telling us what happened, how it went.
My wife does not go out very often, like without the family. She likes to be with her kids. She works full time. When she's got time off, she wants to be with the kids. But her sister won tickets to go to some like fundraiser or auction or dinner or some shit where they give away handbags, whatever it was. So they go to it. So she went straight from work. So she leaves work at, 5:30 or something like that and drives out and goes. So she's gone the whole entire day. The kids are not used to mom being gone like the whole entire day. So I come like, 6 something there off the meat rack. They are like a couple of the bigger ones. The little ones awesome all the time. The two big ones are like wild fucking animals in the house, screaming, running around. Like I had no control over the situation, and they're usually good for me. But they start talking, they start asking questions, and out of nowhere, they get onto the subject of how they were made. And I'm like, oh my shit. Oh, you know what? This is how they got onto it. I remember now. My son's obsessed with last names. And he's asking me, why is my last name the same as yours? If you weren't my dad, would I have another last name? Would I have mommy's last name? All of this. And I'm like, well, no. I'm like, I would be your dad. He's like, well, what if mommy had me without you? And I said, well, then whoever she had you with would be your dad. And he didn't get that. And he's like, well, what if she had me just by herself? I'm like, oh no. He doesn't. I'm like, shit, we're getting dangerous. I'm like, oh, that can't happen, buddy. And he's like, well, why not? I said, because a baby is a half of a dad and a half of a mom, and that's what makes the baby this and that. I don't remember exactly what I said. He's like, well, what do you mean? Where do babies come from? How are babies made? And now, of course, his six-year-old sister fucking perks up. Like Kelly Ripa, she got 400 fucking questions about it. So she comes in, and she's like, yeah, what do they do that? How do they do it, Dad? Do the mom and the dad glue their bellies together? So I'm like, yes, that's exactly what they do. Like, they glue their bellies together, and it's a little bit of the dad belly and a little bit. I can talk myself out of almost any situation. I will tell you right now, if anybody ever talks to my children about how babies are made, they're going to think that my kids are the stupidest people on the fucking planet. Because they have such a crazy,
so
wild cockamamie story in their heads about parents gluing bellies together and the dad cutting off half of his belly, and that's what grows on them. Like, it's absolute insanity.
Okay, well, let me ask the first and what I believe is the most important question. What kind of glue are we using?
Maybe it's some sort of organic compound, so that this way, as the bellies fuse together, it kind of just goes away, like the surgical glue that they use, something like that. I don't know.
Okay. All right. You were going for something more realistic. I was going to go with the organic webs and Spider-Man, but sure. Yeah. Yeah. Because referring to Spider-Man's web shooter in that way is very.
It's true.
It's way closer than what you're talking about. So that's cool.
What the hell was I? I was just going to say something about it. Now I can't remember. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff. It's good for the podcast. Yeah.
Good podcasts. I still haven't heard from Dave, that's so I don't know if that's going to get edited out or not.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
We'll find out.
If you can't tell by now. I feel like the people that are still listening definitely know what they're getting themselves into.
You can't tell by now. I sure hope so.
Yeah.
If they don't, then you might want to consult a professional. Well,
that was everything
I was hoping it was going to be. I got to be honest.
Like I said, I can talk myself out of a lot of situations. I can usually make stuff up on the fly. I was in a full-on panic. I was in a full panic. I was like, I don't know. Oh, it was bad. It was so bad.
Bitty, bitty, bitty. You're like, all of a sudden, you're just pork and pig.
Oh, we're going to switch gears here. I had something I wanted to ask you about. Hey, how is Dave? Good. Okay, that's enough. I'm glad you don't know. I didn't want to even know. Shouldn't have even asked.
I don't know.
Yes, my actual question. What the fuck is the DC Extended Universe doing? I know we very rarely talk about them, except for the once every couple of years when they take a dump on the big screen. And it's a good reason. It's because this stuff is absolute trash. But they have now, all of a sudden, the Joker has become the center of the DC Universe. And they have two different Jokers. They're going ahead with it. They're rolling with it, which I guess if you can do that with any character, it is the Joker. But you still shouldn't. They're talking about they lost Affleck, which is, you know, it is what it is. I think he's the best Batman so far. But if the rumor of John Hamm is true, I actually think he's a pretty fitting Batman too. I think he's a bit too. I keep going back to him on Parks and Rec, and that makes it very difficult for me to take him seriously as Batman. But anyway.
Yeah. Wait, are you trying to tell me you can't picture Batman saying he's going to get lunch at Subway?
That makes it tough. But as far as I think the look and his size, he's a big guy. I think that'd be pretty good. But anyway, now they're talking, there's rumors, and I know that they're just rumors for now, that Henry Cavill's not coming back as Superman, which is fine. Because, again, I don't think he's great as Superman. I don't think they've done a great job with this Superman as he stands now. But they're talking about Michael B. Jordan becoming the next Superman. Now, I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to give you my disclaimer. Me saying I don't want Michael B. Jordan as Superman has nothing to do with him being black. Because if you told me that a good actor that was black was going to be Superman, I'd be like, okay, I don't give a shit. Michael B. Jordan is a terrible actor. He is awful. He almost ruined Black Panther.
You do have a history of saying such.
He was so bad as Killmonger that he almost ruined an otherwise what has grown on me to be an almost perfectly made movie, except for him. He almost ruined that fucking movie. I don't want him as Superman, but again, I'm going to be very specific. It is not because he's black. You can make Superman black. Make Denzel be Superman. I don't care that he's 60 years old. And I don't care that he's black. None of that bothers me. You know why? He's a good actor.
That's true.
You know what? How about that?
I'd like a little Idris Elba, the guy who played Heimdall. That'd be great.
Just get me a good actor.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'd watch the crap out of that movie. Yep. Yeah. So as for what they're doing, I have...
They don't know what they're doing.
Just as much of an idea as the executives at Warner Brothers, which is zero idea.
Back to that one because that is outlandish. So Jared Leto, was the Joker in Suicide Squad, and from everything I understand, he's going to continue to be the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're making another movie, and I believe it's called Joker. Martin Scorsese's directing. He's executive producer. Oh, that's right.
That's right. He's the guy that did executive Hangover. Producer, the guy
did
who
he
did
do
the
Euro Trip?
Todd Phillips, the guy who did
he
the
did
Hangover,
Road Trip,
is,
right?
Is directing.
Right. Okay. So, right. So those, I can see that progression. I can see that progression. Road Trip, The Hangover, and Joker. Okay. Makes sense. Joaquin Phoenix is playing the Joker. But what are they doing?
See, like,
he's not supposed to have an origin.
First of all, the Joker is not a character that should have an origin movie regardless. No. From my favorite Joker line is that if he's going to have a backstory, he prefers it to be multiple choice. You know, there shouldn't be a set story. And even worse, the set story involving the fact that Thomas Wayne is still alive. So what? Joker's in his 80s when he meets Batman? Just get out of here with your nonsense. Now, looks wise, I certainly prefer, this is like a mixture of what they did for The Dark Knight and, I don't know, like Batman 66. So I can kind of get behind the look, but other than that, I don't understand what they're doing. I mean, they don't understand what they're doing either. I don't think
Joker.
I kind of think Jared Leto's going to be done.
Joker. His Joker was awful.
But the idea.
You should watch it. I
still haven't seen that movie, Justice League, because I don't hate myself that much.
You should
much.
Give it a shot. Yes, but I was against it.
I watched Justice League 2. I did promise to watch Suicide Squad for you, and I will.
Let me remind you of something. I don't think
know that I'm not going to jump in, out of my window while I watch it. That's the important thing.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm not going to tell you what the worst part is, in my opinion, because I'm dying.
That's true.
For you to watch it, and I want to know what you think is the worst part. I think we're going to think it's the same thing. Put it this way: we're either going to think it's the same thing, or this is going to be another like friendship ending argument. There's not going to be any mild disagreement here. Like you're either gonna hate me for hating the thing you liked, or we're gonna both be like, oh yeah, this is absolutely the worst. I can't wait to find out.
I love the idea that there's something in Suicide Squad I'll like. That's an interesting point of view you have there. I don't understand. Yeah, I know this Joker movie doesn't take place in the extended universe. It's a different thing. Which for if either comic book company is going to start doing movies that aren't based in a actual continuity, it should be DC. They're the ones that have the history of multiple Earths and multiple timelines, and I think people can handle it and not get too confused about things.
And I'll tell you what.
That only works if you have a coherent narrative to begin with.
You are a very big comic book fan. You don't have problems navigating the multiverses, right?
I am.
The average dummy like me that just wants to go and watch the movie.
For the most part.
You know what? And I'm probably more into comics than the vast majority of the population. And even at that, the real average movie Joe definitely is not going to understand this. What you have to hope is that they're just not going to care.
No, but what I'm referring more to people who are already watching the shows on the CW, and then the movies that have duplicates of them. So you already have that, right? You already have that basic idea of, okay, this doesn't necessarily talk. Now, they haven't done that yet with a movie. Yeah. So whether or not that's going to work, I mean, it makes more sense for TV to be one thing and movies to be another. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, they didn't intend for you know, 20 minutes in needing a Crisis on Infinite Earths to straighten out their timeline. Yeah. Big dumb dummies. Although, as I said, I don't necessarily hate the costume, and I don't hate the makeup, and I do like the fact that he actually has green hair.
I don't like that either.
I did not think they were going to go with that.
Something about that.
I don't like the blue on his eyes.
You know what that looks like? That's weird. You know the mask that Heath Ledger wears in the bank robbery?
I don't understand.
It looks like those masks.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like those masks. Big time.
That actually might exactly be the mask he wears in the bank robbery.
Yeah. No, but not it does not that it looks not that it
okay,
looks
okay, yeah, no, the blue was around his mouth in the movie. But yeah, no,
I'm sure one
no,
of the,
I was
I'm
saying
sure
that,
one of the
I was
guys
saying
that
I,
gang,
I thought it looked
one
like
of
the
henchmen
same
definitely had that
mask. But yeah, no, it was the same style of clown.
You know? Man, what a good scene. What Probably. A good movie. They really should stop making the Joker. It's not going to get done. It's not going to get
what
done.
What a good movie.
That. You have as many.
Nah, not unless they
you
let
have
me
as,
do it.
As close of a resume or as many reasons to make a Joker movie as Todd Phillips.
Hey. That's true.
Well, there you go.
Possibly more. Because I have probably more action figures of the Joker than he has.
You remember Jesse that we used to work with?
See? Boom. Nailed it.
You ever see his sleeve, his tattoo? He has an entire arm sleeve dedicated to Batman.
Nope.
Yeah. And the Joker, it's done really well, too.
That's pretty cool.
No, it's got multiple.
I was
going
to say it was an entire sleeve dedicated to the Joker, and I'd be like, oh, that's not somebody I ever want to run into. So that would be like the sort of people that get the Punisher logo on everything, not quite understanding the Punisher's mentality,
that gets their
high
school football number tattooed on their arm.
That's always a hoot.
Would like the mascot.
Good times.
That's weird. Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
That is weird. I've never seen that. But
if you are,
I also don't think I wouldn't be friends with the sort of person that would do that. So.
What else you got for me?
Yeah. No.
That's
definitely
all
not.
I ever need.
Nothing but undying love.
Oh. That's right.
I'll talk to you. Actually, right. I don't know that we're going to be talking next week because I'll be away. So we will be. What can I say? I like to fly around with my pinky up all over the place.
I'll miss you.
But we'll be back in October.
And I'll miss all of you out there.
Getting our snuggle on verbally. I'll miss you. He definitely will.